The following program is a presentation of CRN Digital Talk Radio and Les Kincaid. And now it's time for Wines du Jour with your host, Chef Les Kincaid.
That's what it sounds like. Glenn Schlitt. Welcome to Wines du Jour. We're here at Bandito Latin Kitchen and Cantina in Las Vegas, Nevada. Wines du Jour continues to be America's number one syndicated radio food and wine program, bringing you information, important information, I might say, and good wines and great food each and every episode. Thank you for sending me your inquiring emails sent from your home country, from literally all around the world. I've received them from the East Coast, from the Left Coast, from Brazil, from Baja California, from Italy, just about everywhere. Welcome. Our weekly in-house special guest audience is both hungry and thirsty and can't wait to get started. And my guest tonight is going to be Jake Glickman, who is the assistant manager here at Bandito Latin Kitchen and Cantina. And whether you're beginning with wine or you work in the wine industry, we can offer you much more information that you can use, especially with a glass or two of wine with your dinner meal. Each week, we will feature a different wine region and highlight some of the hidden gems to help you discover more about what makes each winery so doggone unique. You'll be able to get these wineries and learn something about the region close up, and also food pairings and so on here on Wines du Jour Special. We want to thank you for listening to Wines du Jour. Please stay tuned if this is your first time. And if not, we want you to know we do not allow snobbery or intimidation in the room during our broadcast. Wines du Jour Food and Wine Radio broadcast is distributed in all 50 states, all around the world via radio on CRN Digital Talk Radio Network, TuneIn Radio, Stitcher Smart Radio, AHA Radio, Wonder Radio, and Warp Radio. Also on several worldwide internet systems around the globe. And we're available on podcasts and free on iTunes. You're listening to Wines du Jour. I'm your host, Les Kincaid. Wine is like a hug in a glass, is the way we like to think of it. So don't touch that radio dial. We'll be back with fun, information, and great taste right here on Wines du Jour. But first, I'd like to talk a little bit about something that's just happened over this last weekend, something that's very serious as far as the wine industry is concerned, not to mention the people that live in Northern California. You know, wildfires tearing through Northern California's wine country flared up against last night. That was happening from Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and here we are on Thursday, destroying hundreds of structures, leading to a new evacuation to, a lot of people. There's at least 29 people killed, 13 of which were from the Tubbs wildfire in Sonoma County, Napa, and it accounts for 10% of the California wine industry, which generates, believe it or not, about $114 billion annually. The economic activity, and it draws about 23.6 million tourists to the Northern California wine country area each year. More than 170,000 scorched throughout the state with 22 different fires. Folks, that's bad. At least 285 people are still missing. And in Sonoma County, along with the sheriff's office, they're trying to locate these people, which happens a little bit once in a while, although the amount killed has grown from 23 to 29 just over the last few hours. Smoke is forcing some flight cancellations in the San Francisco airport, which is not too far away, and about 30 farm workers were airlifted from two vineyards in Napa on Sunday. They had been working on their night shift trying to get the fire spread and rendering in the roads around them. That was just impossible. They couldn't get out of there, so they had to fly in to do it. The entire city of Calistoga is under a mandatory evacuation. That's a bad thing. Napa City residents were warned to be ready for evacuation at just about any time. Approximately 3,000 structures have been destroyed statewide, including homes and businesses and, of course, several wineries. And the wineries I might want to mention to you are I have them written down here. These may
looking
be
for some overdue rest and self-indulging relaxation? Do you love to discover new hidden travel destination gems and visit luxurious spas? Seek after new beauty products and all those don't miss specials? Then it's time to check in, relax, rejuvenate, and allow spa expectations guide you to the very best places the spa industry has to offer, all on one website. Simply visit the fabulous spaexpectations.com website for everything spa and discover what you've been missing. That's spaexpectations.com, enhancing your spa experience. And log on today to spaexpectations.com now.
Hi, this is Bill Martinez. Join us every Monday through Friday from 9 to noon Eastern when we're covering the issues that matter most to you. From Obamacare, the latest from Russia, the Middle East, Israel, immigration, and more. We're talking with the policy and political experts so you can be better informed. It's Bill Martinez Live, brought to you in part by my friends at Good News Tax Relief. Let them help you get your peace of mind back by dealing with the IRS for you. Proven experience, proven results. Call 800-255-7500.
Oak Cellars, and Moonlight Brewing Company was one of the breweries that got burned. Most of the breweries, luckily, have not been touched. If you know the gentleman that is a master sommelier that used to live in Las Vegas that moved to Napa a while back and opened a retail. Having a great time here at Bendino Latin Kitchen and Cantina in Las Vegas. And I want to tell you just a little bit about it. They have a very fresh concept of food and service here at Bendino. Kent Harmon is the man that makes everything happen. And our guest tonight is his assistant manager, Jake Glickman. You'll be able to talk and listen to what he has to say a little bit later. They serve a lot of Mexican cuisine. That's what this is all about. And let me tell you, this is authentic Mexican cuisine. It's not just tacos and burritos, if you know what I'm saying. The food here is very good, and they've got a great amount of selection, as you will see tonight, because we have three wonderful wines, as we normally feature each and every week. Three wonderful wines is working out really well. And the pairing of food is what we try to do by going to an upscale restaurant each week. And let me tell you, the chef's done a really good job putting it together. As an example, tonight, well, I'll tell you about the wines a little bit later. I just want to mention that the first wine that we're going to have is a Chardonnay. It's called Paramas Amigas. That is the Wood family wines in Livermore Valley. Now, Livermore Valley, as you may or may not know, is just above the Napa Valley in California. And all three wines this evening each come from a different winery, but all from Livermore. And that's a good thing. And when I say all three, we're talking about some very high quality wines. Tonight, as an example, our first wine is a Chardonnay, which I mentioned, that Paramas Amigas. It's retails for just about $28, which is not a bad price for a decent Chardonnay, and this is very, very decent. And the chef has put together a little turkey chorizo albondigas to go along with it, which you're going to taste here in just a few moments. That's a real good thing. What we like is the color of this wine. I think it's very nice, a Chardonnay. It has subtle fruit aromas, a nice Asian pear in the nose, which I think is very good. Some mandarin orange, which is a little bit unique for Chardonnay, but very good, and probably more common in the Livermore area than in other areas for the Chardonnay grape. It also has some things that we don't normally see in wine, and that is nuts. We've got Brazil nuts. Yeah, smell it now, and maybe you'll be able to tell. Some Brazil nuts, some cashews, some of those types of nuts in the nose, and a really unique taste. It provides some very plushness. This is a very healthy, full, food-friendly Chardonnay. And that's what we like to see here on Wines du Jour, because as you've probably heard me say before, Chardonnay is not generally a good food wine. It doesn't pair well with food generally, but some of them do, and the ones that do work very, very well. My favorite white wine to pair with food, just because you didn't ask, is Sauvignon Blanc. And I think Sauvignon Blanc is more of a food-friendly wine than just about any other white wine. There are a number of varietals, of course, that are white wines. And this has a medium-high alcohol content, which we talk about each and every week. And when I'm saying that, we're talking about alcohol percentage. The higher the percentage of alcohol, the more difficult it is to pair with food. And in this particular case, instead of being 13 or 14, it's 14.8%. And that's fairly high for Chardonnay, but actually it's going to work out very well with this turkey chorizo albondigas when we get it here in just a few minutes. Our second wine is from the Livermore area, as I mentioned before, but it's Nottingham Cellars. Now, Nottingham Cellars has a beautiful red wine that we're featuring this evening, and they have kind of a unique name for it, which we'll tell you when we get to it. And then the third wine, oh, and I want to mention that the Nottingham is a 2013 region, and it's the year that it was put in the bottle was 2013. And the retail value of this, each bottle is about $85 each. Now, the third wine I'll mention to that, it is Stephen Kent Winery. And you might know it's a very high-end winery, beautiful wines. Everything they make is just great. And here they have a blend of a classic Bordeaux blend, which I'll tell you what the specifics are as far as Cabernet and Merlot and so on. And we'll talk a little bit about Bordeaux when we get to our second wine, which is also a Bordeaux blend. So the last two, the second and third wines. But I want to mention this, and that is that the Stephen Kent Winery Lineage is what they call this wine. It is a blend, and it retails for $165 per bottle. So please enjoy it. And you won't believe it. Here we are in a Mexican restaurant. We're going to have fried octopus to blend with it. Something completely different, but boy, what an absolute pairing that you're going to see. We got to go to a break. No, I guess we don't have to go to a break. Sorry about that. Oh, okay. Then let me talk a little bit more about the problem in Northern California, because we've got a couple minutes to be able to do that. Some people asked when we went to the break about, what about the smoke? Because when there's fire, there's smoke, and there's smoke all over. In fact, most of the firefighters are actually wearing masks. and that's not necessarily a good thing. I have here some information, if I can find it real quick, about what's going on. Here we go. 8,000 firefighters are working in the Northern California area. That's unbelievable. There are 550 fire engines, 73 helicopters, 30 air tankers dropping fire retardant and water, in addition to 170 fire engines from out of state have come into the Northern California area to try to help put this down. The worst are in Napa, Sonoma, and Mendocino, where about 4,500 businesses and homes have been burned at last count. Folks, that's a serious thing. We had some problems a week ago here in Las Vegas, as you know, where we lost a number of people and a whole lot, almost 500 people were injured, 486, I believe, were injured. And it's still being cleaned up, the area that this happened. The gentleman that, I shouldn't say gentleman, the man that actually committed the offense committed suicide, thank goodness. And as far as I'm concerned, he saved the state an awful lot of money. That's the best way to look at it from my standpoint anyhow. So that's terrible. Now, this turkey chorizo abundigus I want to mention that is going to be paired shortly, they're actually serving it to our guests as we speak, is it has a little sauce on it, which is a cream salsa. I should say cream salsa verde, verde meaning green. So it's kind of a green sauce that goes over the turkey chorizo albondigas with a cojicha cheese. That's a very good Mexican cheese. I like it myself. So the Chardonnay is a very good, tasty one. It's a retail price at $28, 14.8% alcohol content. And again, all three wines this evening are from Livermore Valley in Northern California. To reiterate, it's just above Napa Valley in the California area. So what we have here is Livermore is a little bit unique. The soil conditions, or the terroir, we like to call it, is just a little bit different than Napa. You know, Napa is considered to be, by a lot of people, the finest wine growing area or grape growing area making wines in America. And I don't disagree with that, but they're across the mountain going further west from Napa to the Pacific Ocean is Sonoma, and there's some excellent wines there. On the other hand, just above Sonoma, we have the Mendocino area, where there's some very nice ones. And just east of Mendocino and or north of Napa is the Livermore Valley. So you have kind of four different counties pretty right together. They're partners, if you will. All of them produce some outstanding wines. And I don't know that Napa is the only one that has good ones. That's for damn sure. It's not true. They're all four of those, Mendocino, Livermore, Sonoma, and Napa, are very, very good. Then we go over to the West Coast, just south of the Bay Area, to the Mendocino area, which is south of Sonoma. Another great area, and of course, the Bay there is very good, and there's a lot of wineries around there. In that particular area, the terroir is the best for Chardonnay and Pinot Noir. And as you probably know, Pinot Noir is one of the most difficult grapes in the whole world to grow and make good wine out of. There's a lot of Pinot Noir wine on the market, but a lot of it is just mediocre, I have to say. But if you can find a good Pinot Noir, you'll find that might turn out to be one of your favorite wines of all kinds, not just Cabernet Sauvignon and not just Chardonnay. Then you go a little bit south of Monterey, all the way down the coast to Santa Barbara, which is just north of Los Angeles area, and we call that the Central Coast area. There's a lot of wineries from the Santa Cruz area down to Santa Barbara. I don't know, there must be at least 200 wineries, and about halfway down, you come across something that's world famous, and that's the Hearst Castle. So maybe you've had an opportunity to visit Hearst Castle. If not, you should. And there's a number of wineries within a 15-minute, 20-minute drive from the Hearst Castle that you can visit that have very, very nice wines. So we've had a great time setting this up. The three wines that we have are wonderful. We also have some good wines to go with the good food. I can't tell you anything bad about that. If a wine sells for $85 retail, it can't be bad, is the way I look at it. And then if you go to the third wine we're going to have that retails for $165 a bottle, you got to love it. That's the way I say. On the other hand, the price for wine does not dictate how good the wine is. So $10 a bottle of wine doesn't have to be bad. And a $500 bottle of wine doesn't have to be the best you've ever tasted. So somewhere in between. So it kind of depends on where the winery is located, the type of grapes that they're using, and all that sort of thing. But, okay, we've got to go to a break. When we come back, we're going to talk about number two wine and number two food here at Bandido. So don't go anywhere. We'll be back right after these messages.
Las Vegas. No doubt, a city you've lived in, visited, or have read about. But is there life in Vegas beyond the glamour and glitter of the Strip? Experience life in Vegas. A rich, multicultural, visitor-friendly, 24/7 community. Vegas Life TV. The only network that carries 100% Vegas-produced TV programs. Vegas Life TV. Made in Vegas, for all of Las Vegas. Vegas Life TV. Now available globally on your iPod, Droid, Smart TV, and laptop. Vegas Live TV. Check out VegasLiveTV.us now. Vegas Live TV.
This is the Mungle on Movies. I'm Matt Mungle. I want to remind you about a film opening up this week. It's called Professor Marston and the Wonder Women. It's the story of psychologist William Moulton Marston, the polyamorous relationship between his wife and mistress, and the creation of his beloved comic book character, Wonder Woman, and the controversy the comic generated. This R-rated drama is a tad off the beaten path, but those who know him, know his history, will walk it for sure. For more reviews and commentary, head to MungleShow.com or follow me on Twitter at TheMungle.
If you're eligible for Medicare, you need to know there is money available to you that can lower your Medicare prescription costs. How much can you save? Find out now by making a free call to Health Markets. They'll search from a variety of nationally recognized plans to find you the right coverage at a price that fits your budget. And they'll do all this valuable research for you at no charge to you. And remember, you may be able to save money on your prescriptions. We'll tell you if you qualify. Why pay a penny more than you have to for an insurance policy? Let us find you the right plan at the right price and see if you qualify to lower your prescription costs. Put our free service to work for you at no charge. Call Health Markets right now.
800-990-0351. 800-990-0351. 800-990-0351. That's 800-990-0351.
Health Markets Insurance Agency is the DBA of InSphere Insurance Solutions, Inc. Licensed in all 50 states and DC. Service and product availability varies by state. Agents may be compensated based on your enrollment.
Hi, friends. This is Larry Minetti. Go to LarryMinetti.com to get my book, Aloha Magnum. You'll read all about the wonderful guest stars like Carol Burnett, Elvis Presley, Frank Sinatra, and many, many more. There is an episode guide and my favorite recipes that I really cook at home. I will include a free signed photo with every book. Get Aloha Magnum at LarryMinetti.com. Order now. Aloha.
Thank you. Welcome back to Wines du Jour. We're having a good time here at Bendito. That's a beautiful little Mexican restaurant. Actually, the center that it's in is Howard Hughes Center. Sorry. I only met Howard Hughes once. I forgot his name. Isn't that terrible? At any rate, it's in the Howard Hughes Center right on Flamingo Boulevard, for those of you that don't know. If you drive into the center, you can see the restaurant. It's a freestanding building. It's beautiful. It has about a 35 or 40-foot ceiling in it, which is really unusual for a restaurant because, as you probably know, a lot of restaurant ceilings are anywhere from 10 to 12 feet high. Excuse me. A couple people during the break asked me about some of the smoke. I mentioned the smoke in the Northern California disaster. I don't know any other way to put it, but it is definitely a disaster. But I'm going to tell you about it. The smoke is bad now for those that are fighting the fire. But how does that affect grapes? Well, here's the good news. Over 90% of the harvest has already been picked before the fire. That, my friends, saved 2017 for sure. And the other part, the smoke generally doesn't make a large difference if it hasn't been subjected for a prolonged period of time. In other words, if they did get the grapes out of the field, and a number of them had picked the grapes and they're in their bins waiting to go to the winery when they had to leave because they were evacuated by force. as soon as they can get back in, they're going to move them into the winery, and assuming the winery was not one that was damaged, they can actually start the fermentation and probably won't be too affected by the smoke. And my guess is, if I was a winemaker, which I'm not, I might take some of the smoke-ridden grapes juice once we put it into the fermentation tanks and maybe blend it with some of the juice that I had from the others to where the percentage of the smoke filled is very minimal and you might not have any taste or flavor whatsoever. So it may not damage the 2017 venture in any way, shape, or form. And boy, that's good news. Okay, wine number two we're talking about here. That is that $85 retail price, as I mentioned a couple times, but it's a 2013 Nottingham Cellars. And it's what they have a name for it, which is Supremacy. It's kind of a name you don't seem to remember, or at least I don't. Supremacy is what that wine is called. And it is a blend, red blend. But it's only blended, we call it a Bordeaux blend, because it has Cabernet Sauvignon and Merlot. Those are the two grapes in particular, although there's additional ones, which we'll talk about when we get to the third wine, that they also use as part of a quote-unquote Bordeaux blend. But if you blend together Cabernet Sauvignon and Merlot, you have created a Bordeaux blend, which was originated, obviously, in Bordeaux. That's where the term come from. And it's just simply a French name for a blend of wines. Now, I want to mention a couple things about that. Number one, you can have a Bordeaux blend, let's say with California. Let's say you have a winery in California, and you're going to blend your Cabernet Sauvignon with your Merlot. And you're going to blend maybe, say, 4, 5, 6, 7% Merlot with the Cabernet Sauvignon. You do not have to put that information on the label. You could just call it Cabernet Sauvignon and not say and Merlot. And the reason is it has to be 25% or more of the Merlot to add to it before you have to mention it. So what happens often is you'll get three or four different varietals blended together, but it'll call it, as an example, Cabernet Sauvignon. That's all it says. It'll say blend, maybe, but not necessarily be specific and tell you what other varietals and percentages they have. Now, our third wine has that information. And, of course, it also has a pretty good retail price on it. So we'll talk about that when we get to it. But I just wanted to mention that combination of food that the chef has put together here that goes really well with this is the what they call barbacoa. That is Spanish for barbecue. So it's barbecue beef brisket and a little pork canitas. That's roasted pork, right? Pork canitas and barbecue beef brisket together to what they call sope. So that's what they call in this dish that is going to blend with it. They're pouring that wine as we speak. When we come back from the break, we'll talk about the food to go along with it, because I think you're going to find it's pretty good. A little pork and a little beef together to go with this blend of Cabernet and Merlot ain't a bad idea whatsoever. So don't go anywhere. We'll be back coast to coast and around the world on the internet when we return right here on Wines du Jour in Las Vegas, Nevada.
Looking for some overdue rest and self-indulging relaxation? Do you love to discover new hidden travel destination gems and visit luxurious spas? Seek after new beauty products and all those don't miss specials? Then it's time to check in, relax, rejuvenate, and allow spa expectations guide you to the very best places the spa industry has to offer, all on one website. Simply visit the fabulous SpaExpectations.com website for everything spa and discover what you've been missing. That's SpaExpectations.com, enhancing your spa experience. And log on today to SpaExpectations.com now.
You're experiencing pain, back pain, shoulder, elbow, or hand pain, pain from a sports injury. If so, schedule a visit with Dr. Michael Sheps, the leading expert in laser therapy for pain management. Call 310-873-4422 or go to drsheps.com. Experience Epic T, the breakthrough laser therapy system that Dr. Sheps developed to make you pain-free in less time. Laser therapy is a non-invasive, safe, and effective in-office procedure that penetrates deep into your skin without damaging the tissue. It perfectly targets areas of pain to promote fast, natural healing. Relax your muscles, ease muscle spasms, joint stiffness, and arthritis pain while increasing blood circulation. For over 25 years, Dr. Sheps has helped Olympic athletes and sports enthusiasts alike get back in the game. Schedule your visit with Dr. Sheps at his Brentwood office in California. Call 310-873-4422 or visit drsheps.com. That's drsheps.com, 310-873-4422.
Credit cards are sure fun to use, perhaps a little addicting, and they kind of make you feel rich. Well, if you're like most Americans, you've got over 5 maxed out credit cards in your pocket right now, and you can barely make the minimum payments, right? I'd like to personally recommend a company called DebtHelper.com. DebtHelper.com is a licensed and insured nonprofit debt management agency. They can help cut your interest rates by as much as 50% and lower your monthly payments, saving you thousands of dollars in finance charges on your credit card bills. DebtHelper.com does not lend money. DebtHelper's program could have you paying off your credit card debt in full in a 3 to 5 year period. Call DebtHelper.com right now for your free confidential consultation today. 866-706-3328. 866-706-3328. 866-706-3328.
Credit card management services, Inc. DBA, DebtHelper.com. 3025 North Congress Avenue, number 201, West Palm Beach, Florida, 33401. Down payment of debt may be creditors to increase finance and other charges or undertake collection activity, including litigation.
CRN listeners, when you come to Southern California, stop by a great restaurant, the Dresden Restaurant at 1760 North Vermont Avenue in Hollywood. Enjoy great entertainment, like the music of the legendary Marty and Elaine at the world-famous Dresden Restaurant. The Dresden was a location for the making of the movie Swingers. Now you can swing with stars Marty and Elaine. Plus, enjoy great food, too, like French onion soup, artichoke hearts, and many other great appetizers. Seafood? There's salmon, shrimp scampi, New Zealand orange roughy, halibut, Lake Superior whitefish, and specialties like veal marsala, piccata, and parmigiana. Plus, we've got a great roast rack of lamb, chicken piccata, and cordon bleu, and pasta dishes, too. Steaks? Filet, New York, Chateaubriand for two. Much more, too, including pork chops, prime rib of beef, and an incredibly extra large cut of prime rib. It's the Dresden Restaurant, open for lunch Monday through Saturday and dinner Monday through Sunday. Check us out at 1760 North Vermont Avenue or call 323-665-4294.
Welcome back to Wine du Jour. We're having a good time here. I have to tell you, this Nottingham Cellars has put out a hell of a wine. This is absolutely excellent. I mentioned earlier it's a Bordeaux style, which means that it has, not only Cabernet, but also a little Merlot. I can't tell you what the percentage is because it's not a secret. It's just something they haven't published. My guess is it's got about 7 or 10% Merlot blended with the Cabernet Sauvignon. And this, again, are all grapes that were grown in the Livermore Valley area just north of Napa. This retails for $85, and from my particular perspective, $85 is a very good price for this wine. You know, this is not somebody that's overpriced something, which does happen quite often. This is really a good, high-quality wine. And the chef put together the sopa, as they call it, which is beef barbecued brisket and pork carnitas blended together on a little piece of bread, literally. And, oh, man, is it good. They blend very, very well together. I want to mention also, which I haven't done yet, is to talk about the turkey chorizo albondigas that we had with the Chardonnay. It was just excellent. I had a little bit of heat to it, which is perfect, and it goes so well with Chardonnay. And as I mentioned earlier, Chardonnay is not that easy to pair. So they've done a very, very good job here at Bandito. The cooking staff, you can watch them if you come here. It's what we call an open kitchen. You can watch them work back there. Have been doing just a beautiful job. And what you need to do is to check out the menu here. This is not, as I mentioned earlier, this is not, black beans and brown beans and rice and burritos and tacos. This is real Mexican food. There's a lot of things to choose from. And so if you're not real big on Mexican food, I think you need to check this out, and you might change your mind, because so many people think of Mexican food as tacos. And tacos, of course, is a very hot item all across America right now, and it's made with just darn near everything. In fact, I think tacos originally started out as using what you had in your refrigerator to put in a tortilla, and that was then called a taco. So it doesn't have to have certain things. It almost always has salsa. It also has some kind of cheese, generally a Mexican cheese, and then some type of a meat, which could be pork or beef or fish or seafood. It, you know, just about any type of protein could be added to it and call it a taco. And boy, I'll tell you, there's a lot of those places around. Not my favorite type of food. Not that I don't like it, but I'd rather go find something that is a little more authentic, more, substantial, I guess is the way to put it, for taste. And here, I have to tell you, this barbecued brisket is excellent. And, of course, the pork carnitas, how bad can that ever be? So you put the two together with a little bit of spices and herbs, and you've got yourself a really nice item. They call it sopa, to go along with the Nottingham Cellars Livermore Valley Red Blend. I think I did mention, but I'll do it again, it's a 14.4% alcohol, which is actually 0.4% less than the Chardonnay. So that's a good thing, which means that it's easier to pair with food. Anything less than 15% is generally considered to be okay to pair with food without a problem. But when you get around 15, 15.5, 16, 16.5%, you're talking about a real difficulty. And when you get around 16.5 and 17, you're talking about a different tax structure, too. We don't mention taxes generally with wine, but a fortified wine can certainly be, the tax be more expensive. Fortified could also be called port. You know about port wine, a lot of those. It's in a category because of the percentage of alcohol is generally in port around 20%, which is higher, of course, than 14.8. So the tax structure changed. The government gets more money per bottle, if you will, for something that has 20% alcohol than it does for something around 14.5 or less. And when I say or less, in the old days, 20, 30 years ago, the average wine might have 13.5% alcohol. Today, it's more difficult to find wine in that 13.5% alcohol range. It's usually in the 14 to 15% range, which is basically what we're talking about here this evening. The percentage of alcohol, I'll tell you about that with the Stephen Kent Winery. But if you're not familiar with Stephen Kent Wines, and that's who produced our third wine that we're going to have, which we'll talk about when we come back from the break, is a very nice boutique winery in Livermore, makes absolutely outstanding wine. And tonight we have one of the finest that they make, which retails, as I've told you a couple times earlier, at about $165 a bottle. So a glass of wine is probably worth $50. What can I say? So enjoy is all I can say when you get it. But remember that we're going to do something completely wild here at Bandito, and that is we're going to have a little fried octopus to go with that third wine, and that'll just blow you away when you see how good it's going to pair with it, and you would have never, ever thought about serving octopus with Cabernet Sauvignon. Okay, that's a whole new different thing. We've got to go to a break. When we come back, we're going to meet the manager, or the assistant manager, I should say, of Bandito. He's a good guy. You're going to find out a lot of good information that he has to tell you. So don't go anywhere. We'll be back coast to coast and around the world on the Internet when we return here on Wines du Jour. I'm Les Kincaid. Be back in just a few moments.
Visitor-friendly, 24/7 community. Vegas Life TV. The only network that carries 100% Vegas-produced TV programs. Vegas Life TV. Made in Vegas, for all of Vegas. Vegas Life TV. Now available globally on your iPad, Droid, Smart TV, and laptop. Vegas Life TV. Check out VegasLiveTV.us now.
If you would love great Italian food, have it shipped to your door from Domingo's Italian Deli. They're located in Southern California, but Carlo, the owner, Carlo Galian, the owner of Domingo's Italian Deli, can ship anywhere in the country. Am I right?
Absolutely. Anything you'd like.
What do you have?
All kinds of salamis, all kinds of aged cheeses that are very popular elements of an Italian antipasto platter, whether it's a sharp provolone, whether it's aged Reggiano, whether it's a piece of pecorino. Whether it's a truffle salami, a piece of speck, anything. Speck. We can put anything on a platter for you and have it to your door in a couple days.
Okay, so here's the deal. You can call them at 818-981-4466 or go on their website, domingositaliandeli.com. Give them a call. Send them an email. Get something set up. Get great cheeses, great sausage, great cold cuts, everything sent to your home from Domingo's. That's domingositaliandeli.com, domingositaliandeli.com.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
Welcome back to Wines du Jour. We're having a good time here at the Bandito Latin Kitchen and Cantina here in Las Vegas. And we had a chance to pull the assistant manager off the floor for a couple minutes to talk with us. That's Jake Glickman, which I told you a few minutes ago. But Jake is a guy that really knows what's going on here at Bandito. And Jake, thank you very much for taking time out of your schedule and coming over to spend some time with us. Tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, I'm new to the market, actually. I moved here about 2 years ago from Los Angeles.
Oh, okay.
So
not a bad move.
No, not at all. loved it so far, and Fell in love with this place before we broke ground. The guy who started the restaurant, I met him, and this was literally a dirt lot. And he had this great envision. He was trying to show me everything, and you know, explain what the restaurant was going to look like. And you know, I'm just kind of looking up in the empty walls, and
What's he talking about?
Yeah, and it took a little while to get going. And once we opened, it was gorgeous. I mean, just absolutely beautiful piece of property.
This is a very, very nice restaurant. How many people can you seat? Do you know offhand?
We can do about 300.
About 300. Yeah. That's a good size restaurant.
Yeah.
And so the kitchen has to stay on their toes.
Yes, they do.
At all times, whether there's 20 or 250.
Absolutely.
It still has to work that way. Now, I was going to ask you a couple more questions about the restaurant. You've been here for how long now?
We've been open a little more than 3 months now.
3 months.
Yeah, so
that's a good thing. We love here on Wines du Jour to talk about restaurants that are thriving, if you will, because of being new. Because it's not an easy thing to open a restaurant.
Oh, absolutely not.
In fact, 83% of all restaurants that open close within 6 months to a year. There's no doubt about that, and that's because of financial reasons. Generally, the person wants a restaurant real bad, so he takes his last nickel to get the door open. But then when it doesn't just line up like he thinks it's going to be, and it's a little bit of a struggle for a first couple of months, he runs out of money and the door's closed. And that's a very typical thing.
That is very typical, yes. And especially in this market, it's very competitive. And you know, for a smaller company, you're going up against very large companies. Some
well,
of them
you know,
traded.
You're absolutely right. I just want to mention something about Clark County. Clark County is where Las Vegas sits in the middle of. In the county of Clark, there are 4,300 licensed restaurants, food establishments. Now, that includes 7-Eleven, Stop and Go, Hit and Run, all those places. You know?
Yes.
That's a food license. But 4,300 is strong competition no matter what it is.
Yeah.
But the good thing is, once you open the doors, and here's the beautiful part about Bandito that I've seen. I've been here several times since they opened. I'm going to be continuing to come here because the food is excellent. The service is always good. The prices are right. That is, from my standpoint, that's one of the answers for being successful is the right price for something very worthy of whatever you're selling.
Yes, and that was part of the vision when we first opened the restaurant was to be accommodating to both the locals and tourists. So, you know, we have similar competition on the Vegas Strip, and, you know, for the same item, you're probably going to pay about twice of what we're offering. So same quality. In fact, I think our quality is a lot better.
Yeah.
We just, you know, decided not to push the envelope there on price, and let's really make friends and lifetime customers. So,
Everybody that I've talked to here in the restaurant have come back. This is their third or fourth or tenth time that they've been here.
Yep.
And that just says that you're doing the right thing. Once they come through the door, you convince them that they need to come back. That's probably the most important thing that you could do as a restaurateur.
Absolutely. We try to go to every single table, introduce ourselves, make sure everyone is explain our products, that our service is bar none. I mean, I've eaten out in, you know, 50, 60 different restaurants since I've been here in Vegas, and by far the service that we offer here is just phenomenal.
Well, everybody's on their toes. I think that's probably the simplest way to put it. They know what they're doing, but they're paying attention to what they need to do, and they know that they need to do it.
Yes.
Let's talk a little bit about our third product.
Okay.
And the reason is the wine that we're going to pair with your food, which is, I think, completely off the wall, but going to be absolutely perfect when it comes to the table and we get a chance to taste it. I guess it's already at the table, for that matter. And that is the 2013 Stephen Kent Winery Lineage, they call it, which retails for $165 a bottle.
Wow.
And we're pairing that with something that your chef has put together with you. And that is octopus.
Yes.
Now, tell us a little bit about the octopus item that they just brought and put in front of us.
Typically in restaurants, when people order They typically order calamari. So this is not calamari. This is
exactly.
Calamari squid. This is actual octopus. We prepare it in a very special way, which I won't give the secret away. I don't think the chef would be happy with me. But it's breaded and fried, and we serve it with pepita salt and yellow peppers, green onions, romanesco, and a real rich mole sauce.
Yeah.
Which is going to probably pair really well with the wine, I hope.
Right. Well, you know, I talk about pairing food and wine. A lot of people think it's a major thing to worry about. And my suggestion in most cases is not to take the protein as an example, the octopus, but the sauce that goes with it, and try to pair that with the wine. You're in a lot better shape, and you'll be happier with it than if you're all you worried about was octopus, because the sauce might blow the whole thing apart. You agree with that?
I do. And I think this is going to be a fantastic pairing.
Yeah. Well, everybody's got a grin on their face, so I'm assuming that the first bite of octopus, even though it sounds a little weird for some people, but it's a good thing. It's not a bad thing, folks. So we've got to go to a break. When we come back, we'll talk a little bit more about wine number three and a little bit about next week here on Wines du Jour.
You're experiencing pain, back pain, shoulder, elbow, or hand pain, pain from a sports injury. If so, schedule a visit with Dr. Michael Sheps, the leading expert in laser therapy for pain management. Call 310-873-4422 or go to drsheps.com. Experience Epic T, the breakthrough laser therapy system that Dr. Sheps developed to make you pain-free in less time. Laser therapy is a non-invasive, safe, and effective in-office procedure that penetrates deep into your skin without damaging the tissue. It perfectly targets areas of pain to promote fast, natural healing. Relax your muscles, ease muscle spasms, joint stiffness, and arthritis pain while increasing blood circulation. For over 25 years, Dr. Sheps has helped Olympic athletes and sports enthusiasts alike get back in the game. Schedule your visit with Dr. Sheps at his Brentwood office in California. Call 310-873-4422 or visit drsheps.com. That's drsheps.com, 310-873-4422.
Credit cards are sure fun to use, perhaps a little addicting, and they kind of make you feel rich. Well, if you're like most Americans, you've got over 5 maxed out credit cards in your pocket right now, and you can barely make the minimum payments, right? I'd like to personally recommend a company called DebtHelper.com. DebtHelper.com is a licensed and insured nonprofit debt management agency. They can help cut your interest rates by as much as 50% and lower your monthly payments, saving you thousands of dollars in finance charges on your credit card bills. DebtHelper.com does not lend money. DebtHelper's program could have you paying off your credit card debt in full in a 3 to 5 year period. Call DebtHelper.com right now for your free confidential consultation today. 866-706-3328. 866-706-3328. 866-706-3328. Credit card management services, Inc. DBA, DebtHelper.com. 3325 North Congress Avenue, number 201, West Palm Beach, Florida, 3341. Down payment of debt may be credited to increase finance and other charges or undertake collection activity, including litigation.
The Anapali Beach Hotel, Maui's Hawaiian Hotel.
Located in the heart of Maui's premier resort, Kaanapali Beach Hotel is officially recognized as Hawaii's most Hawaiian hotel and the number one best value in Hawaii. With a range of accommodations and affordable dining options, this is the ideal setting to turn Hawaiian dreams into lifelong memories. Live Hawaiian entertainment every evening, free year-round children's programs, weekly arts and crafts fairs, welcome breakfast, and departure kukui'ulei ceremonies add to the value. Swim in the whale-shaped pool, indulge in the fabulous spa and hotel salon. Enjoy Hawaiian hospitality at its best at the Kaanapali Beach Hotel. Call 800-262-8450 or go to kbhmaui.com. That's kbhmaui.com. Aloha.
Kaanapali Beach Hotel, Maui's Hawaiian Hotel.
Welcome back to Wine du Jour. We're having a great time here. And I have to tell you, this Cabernet Sauvignon, or the Bordeaux blend, if you will, of Stephen Kent Winery is outstanding. Yes, it's $165 a bottle, and you expect it to be outstanding, but it is. Let me tell you a little bit more about the details. It has 50% Cabernet Sauvignon, has 30% Cabernet Franc, That's a different varietal, of course. It has 15% Merlot, and it has 3% Petit Verdot, and 2% Malbec. All of those together have made what I think is just a hard-to-beat, outstanding red wine. Now, yes, it is $165 a bottle, but that aside, this is just an outstanding wine. And what I think is just kind of dazzles everybody is the fact that fried octopus can taste so good with a wine so damn good, too. That is a very, very big plus, and why you should be coming to Bandido Latin Kitchen and Cantina and try something for lunch or for dinner or for both. That's 7 days a week. And one of the things I haven't mentioned is the thing that you have with the bar in the afternoon.
Happy hour.
Tell us a little bit about your happy hour.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. So our happy hour is from 4:30 to 6:30. And that's Monday through Friday. And then also all day on Saturday and Sunday. All day, yes. It includes a $5 our house margarita. Also, we do a watermelon margarita called Sandia Margarita, also for $5.
Neat.
And all the appetizers, including the octopus appetizer, is all half off. So it's and then we also have our draft beers are all $5.
And what I like is the bar is really good. You got to see this bartender here. She is a workaholic. She jumps in there and does whatever she needs to do to keep you, the customer, happy. She doesn't worry about herself so much. I mean, that's the way it looks to me as an onlooker. But she is very, you know, when she's busy, she just travels 90 miles an hour, and that's what it's all about. That's good. Well, 2013, I don't know if I said that too often or not, but 2013, Stephen Kent Winery Lineage is the name of this wine. So it's L-I-N-E-A-G-E, Lineage. That's what you want to look for when you go to the retail store. If you want to really impress your friends and kind of blow the bank, so to speak, try a couple bottles of this Stephen Kent Winery product. Or if you just want to look through the retail store's Stephen Kent Winery section, they have several wines, and I'm telling you, the worst one is outstanding, and all the rest are even better than that, if you know what I'm saying. It's just a place or a company that or winery that you should know about. And Stephen Kent is a first-class guy. We've had him down here a couple times in Las Vegas, but he makes Livermore stand up in most people's eyes because he is one of the top wineries in California. Even though he's in an area that, you know, it's not Napa, it's not Sonoma, etc., it's from Livermore. But it is just top dollar. Okay, well, what I've got to tell you is I want to thank you very much for listening to Wine du Jour, Food and Wine Wine Show here at Bandido Latin Kitchen and Cantina. And I want to thank Jake Glickman for being my guest here this evening. He's done a very nice explanation of what it is. You need to check this out, this restaurant I'm talking about. Wine du Jour continues to be America's number one syndicated food and wine radio show. You can listen to each week at this very same time at this very same station. So please do that and tell your friends about it as well. We're always looking for more listeners, so pass it on, like I said. So if you just want to know more about my favorite subjects, you can log on to my personal website, leskincaid.com, or my current updates and listen to us at any previous broadcast 24/7 on leskincaid.com or Facebook or Twitter. I want to thank Jake Glickman for being our guest this evening. Also, my radio broadcast engineer, Jeremy Knight, for all of his work. The wine has been part of a civilized life for several thousand years, and it's only the beverage that feeds the body.